to the WLAFM 99 radio show, guys. Today is episode 4 of season 20. And that was, by the way, the new theme song for our WLAFM 99 radio show. You say, even though that's my song, I didn't think about making it the theme song until a radio station, one of my favorite radio stations, I should say, in Australia, in Perth, well, in Swan, in Western Australia. And the show on that radio station called The Sunday Sessions on 88.5 FM. Now, that's one of my favorite radio shows, and the host is Peter Gray. This is a big shout out to them, because it's because of them I decided to make my song the theme song for my show as well, because they made my song, which is Yeah Whatever, the theme song for their show. So every Sunday, guys, if you get the chance, please tune in to The Sunday Sessions on 88.5 FM. Okay, you can check it on VCA FM, and just go on Facebook and you'll see. I'll put links up as well, so you can catch that show. It's amazing music, and Peter just has a great sense of what good music is. I should say that because, you know, he uses my song as his theme song, so he obviously knows what great songs are. Anyway, so let's get on with today's show. I've got a wonderful, wonderful artist joining me in the studio called Storm, aka Storm. We just had to get him on the show because I really like this guy's music. He's amazing. You got to tune into the interview and listen to the stories by breakthrough independent artists that I interview almost every week. And most of them go on to hit the iTunes charts and even the Billboard charts, okay? So I think I know how to pick those winners, I'll tell you that. All right, today, kicking the show off, our first song is by a band called The Great Get Gone. Okay, that's the name of the band, and their song is My Little Hometown. Now, when the song started, you know, when I first heard it, it just totally reminded me of one of my favorite bands, which is basically The Eagles. I just love The Eagles, and there are elements of The Eagles in my music as well. Like Rolling Stone magazine said about my 2012 album, it's like The Eagles have hired Jack Johnson for some lessons on lightening up. That's exactly what Rolling Stone magazine said about the So Good album by me, which went on to hit the MTV EMA nomination. I got an MTV EMA nomination. Yeah, enough of my plugging in about myself, all right? So anyway, these guys reminded me of the Eagles a little bit. It's not completely like the Eagles. They've got their own style, of course. So The Great Get Gone, and I'm also very happy to say that this song will be featured on the Independent Number One's Volume 11, which comes out in a couple of weeks. And speaking about our compilations, tomorrow is the day the Goa Chill Out Zone Volume 10, our 10th anniversary edition of the Goa Chill Out Zone, which hit iTunes number one on the iTunes charts in the UK last year. So we come out with a 10th anniversary edition, and it's on pre-order right now across the board, okay, all the sites and everything, but it'll be available for proper download and streaming on Spotify and all of that. So starting the show today, The Great Get Gone with My Little Hometown. Coming in after them is Drazy Don. That's the artist, and their song is Dracula. More like a hip-hop, urban kind of feel for this song. It's really cool. I thought you guys might enjoy this track. It's really awesome. And then, of course, we've got The Friends of Norman Havelock. Now, that's the name of the band. And the song is called I Wouldn't Change a Thing. And this reminded me so much of just a few years ago, you know, when, what was the guy? I can't seem to get remember that guy's name, but he had like a number one hit. And it was like a copy of Stand By Me. It had the same chord progression. And this guy was, I think, from the Caribbean islands and things like that. But this song kind of reminded me of that, just really happy, kind of like a CeeLo kind of feel to it. I just really like this song. Just puts you in a great mood. I Wouldn't Change a Thing. That's the name of the track. Number four is my friend from London, Mick J. Clark. And this is his new single, A Song Has Gotta Have Swing Like Sinatra. Now, how could I not play this song? I mean, it's a song about Sinatra, you know, you gotta hear it. And every time I listen to Mick's music, you know, it just reminds me of summertime, you know, like a holiday in Goa, or being on a cruise ship, or going to the Caribbean islands. So his music just has that kind of 80s, 90s fun on the beach, having a cocktail with your girlfriend. You know, that's the kind of feel his music gives you. And one of the reasons I'm playing Mick today is to announce that Mick's brand new single, Arriba, his first world single, I should say, is going to be released worldwide on the 28th of this month. You have to listen to this song. It's one of his best songs. And I'm proud to say that me and my team have joined in on the production side of that song. And some great musicians on this, live music coming in from me, including my band, you know. So some of them are playing the bass, like Darren's on the bass. I've got Lisa Coppola doing backing vocals from The Real Indie Project. I've done a lot of guitars on this song, so it's going to be something. You gotta keep an eye out for Arriba by Mick J. Clark coming soon. But this is his new song, which was just released a few days ago. A song has got to have swing like Sinatra. I bet you're going to dance when you hear this song. And after that, of course, Storm, aka Storm, joins me in the studio and we chat about his amazing new album and his single, which I'm going to play as soon as the interview is over, called If You Know, You Know. And this is one of the more intellectual, more lyrical hip-hop songs that I wish a lot more artists would do. Just amazing. And by the way, even though he's hip-hop and everything, he's got a band and he's got like a drummer and a bass player and he does gigs and everything. So we're hoping to get Storm to join our next WOA summer tour in the UK, hopefully later this year. You never know. Fingers crossed that the pandemic is all done and over with, okay? And my thoughts are going out to everybody in India right now who are suffering greatly with this new strain of COVID-19. And a lot of my friends, almost everybody I know who I've been talking to, have either had it, recovered from it. So our thoughts and prayers going out to everybody in India. Stay strong, guys. This is going to pass like it has passed everywhere. We just need to keep the faith and fight this terrible, terrible virus. On to some more happier things. Number six today is Mandalas. That's the name of the artist. And this is a more Latin American artist. And the music is proper, you know, Latin dance stuff from Brazil and Mexico and Cuba, you know, that kind of feel. Any music coming from there, there's just so much of fun in it. I very rarely hear songs from that side of the world that are sad. You know, even if they're sad, they just make you feel better. You know, so, and the song is called Como Sabre, featuring Emari, and the song is by Mandalas. I hope you enjoy this song. We're hoping to hear more music by this band. Really cool stuff. Number seven is Phil G Band. That's the name of the band, and the song is called Reality. Now, this is more kind of like a retro rock song. It's got a pop feel as well, and I really like this because right at the end, after Phil G, it is my song, House of the Rising Sun, which hit number one on the Blues iTunes charts in the UK yesterday, and it's still in the top 10 today. In the morning when I woke up, it was still number one. I hope you enjoy this song, which comes up after Phil G Band. And the reason I played it after Phil G is because it kind of really leads in well. You know, it's a similar sort of sound with the Phil G Band as well. I love that band. Really good stuff. So I hope you enjoy House of the Rising Sun, which is my live stage track that I'm going to be doing today. And if you haven't downloaded my single, please go and keep it in the charts if you can. And also, please go and download all these amazing artists. Go to iTunes or go to Amazon Music, or rather, go to Amazon and download the MP3, because that money, even if it's 79p or 99 cents, it goes directly to the artist, most of it, rather than streaming, which, you know, the artist gets 0.001 cent, which is okay. You know, I mean, when millions of people stream it and the artist gets like £10, great. But if you can just go and download one song or the artist's album, he'll get all that money instead of waiting for a million people to stream it. Okay, so if you get the chance, please go download songs by independent musicians that you discover on the WOA FM 99 radio show. Well, that's it for today. I hope you enjoy the show, and I'll see you next week when we have Clark Ford joining me with a song that just hit number four on the country charts in the UK. yesterday, and it's still in the top 20. And a big shout out before I leave, a big shout out to all the WOA artists who have hit the charts this week. We've had several artists, and it's just a big buzz going on in the company. We had Silent Stranger, a friend of mine from Canada, who hit the UK iTunes charts with Guitar Beneath the Tree, the music video, which I have filmed, and it's on VH1 and MTV. So please go download that song if you can to keep the song on the charts. The Key Rocks hit number one on the easy listening charts in the UK. So congratulations to The Key Rocks, who was on our show just a couple of weeks ago. Accidental Martyr from Canada, after hitting the American charts, he's now hit the UK charts, the alternative charts, which are basically the toughest charts for an independent artist to break into. We had Susan Vesner, who was on the show with me last week in the studio. Well, through the phone, via the phone, but in the studio nonetheless. She's hit the top five on the singer-songwriter charts in the UK. And I'm really, really proud to say that they're all WOA artists. And of course, my song hit number one as well. So it's been a big push from the company for independent musicians this week and last week. And it's been a strong kind of a flow of great music coming out of the company. So I hope you enjoy the show, and I'll see you next week. Have a great day.
You're knocking on my screen door, telling me there's so much more, and this old town's rotten to the core. You say you're taking all the risks, and I will reap the benefits. You make the markings on the map, but the arrows point one way, like we'll never be back. The next day is plenty enough. You're new around here, barely a year, like you're passing through, driven by your fears. You say you're taking all the risks, and I will reap the benefits. To my little hometown, where mama's on the porch, papa's playing fiddle through that open door. About the train pulling out, the sun coming down, and my heart settles back into my hometown. Ba da 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 da. Telling you to stop coming round. My little hometown, my little hometown. This is where everything's been going down. Ba da 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 da.
these streets with these creatures of the night. You can see the pain when you look into his eyes. It's Drazy Don, the kingpin, Dracula of the night. Got a pocket full of cheese, yeah, I bought my whole team. Y'all know we bout to ride or not. Like a shadow from your dream, like a soul that don't sleep. Y'all know we bout to ride or not. The same with these diamonds on my wrist, straight from the abyss. Y'all know I be lit, car be cold as fuck, that's a cool whip. It's Drazy Don, the kingpin, I got drip. I'm like woo, when I float through the air while I'm shifting gear, strap the fucking top in the rear, make it disappear. Dave Acapa feel when I slide, magic in the air. I done came back from the future, but a thousand years flying through the night. Be black just like a creature, dressing all black like I'm death ready to meet ya. I got them so scared that their souls ready to leave them, and they don't know my face cause I say shift at my features. Drazy, you know it's time to ride cause the full moon's out tonight. Running through these streets with these creatures of the night. You can see the pain when you look into his eyes. It's Drazy Don, the kingpin, Dracula of the night. Got a pocket full of cheese, yeah, I bought my whole team. Y'all know we bout to ride or not. Shadow from your dream, like a soul that don't sleep. Y'all know we bout to ride or not. Dressing all black like I'm death ready to meet ya. I got them so scared that their souls ready to leave them, and they don't know my face cause I shake shit at my features. Tracy, you know it's time to ride cause the full moon's out tonight. Running through these streets with these creatures of the night. You can see the pain when you look into his eyes. It's Drazy Don, the kingpin, Dracula of the night. Got a pocket full of cheese, yeah, I bought my whole team. Y'all know we bout to ride or not. Shadow from your dream, like a soul that don't sleep. Y'all know we bout to ride or not. Drazy Don, the kingpin, Dracula of the night.
And shouts, you're the one, the only one. I know you'd never let me down. With the notices in, I don't care what they say. Darling, it's starting to show.
I wouldn't change a thing.
I wouldn't change a thing. Is true, forever blue. You and I, it's do or die, a burning flame. I'll find a way, the only way. I know you'd never let me down. With the notices in, I don't care what they say. Darling,
everything I know.
I wouldn't change a thing.
I wouldn't change a thing about you.
I wouldn't change a thing.
I don't care what they say about you, girl. The piercing cry of siren voices from their duels and their Hobson's choices. The die is cast, what more can I do? I think the world of you.
I don't care what they say, because darling, I think the world of you.
I wouldn't change a thing.
I don't care what they say.
I wouldn't change a thing.
I don't care what they say.
Rhythm's gotta get you, gonna make you wanna dance. A song has gotta swing like Sinatra, make you wanna take a chance on romance. A song has gotta swing like Sinatra, from now and ever after. That song has gotta live forevermore. And when it swings like Sinatra, then I know it's gonna make you dance all night long. I'll be your favorite song. A song has got to swing like Sinatra, make you want to take a chance on romance. A song has got to swing like Sinatra, but now and ever after, that song has got to live forevermore. And when it swings like Sinatra, then I know it's gonna make you dance all night long. It'll be your favorite song. Give me sass, give me jazz, give me rise and the task. A song that lasts and gets under your skin is just one of those things. And when I fall in love, you make me feel so young. Well, let be a lady and give me one for my baby. We're strangers in the night, but who cares, that's life. As the band plays on and on, because the song has got a swing like Sinatra. When I fall in love, you make me feel so young. Well, lucky a lady, give me one for my baby. We're strangers in the night, but who cares, that's life. As the band plays on and on, because the song has gotta swing like Sinatra. Rhythm's gotta get you, it's gonna make you wanna dance. A song has gotta swing like Sinatra, make you wanna take a chance on romance. A song has got to swing like Sinatra, but now and ever after, that song has got to live forevermore. And when it swings like Sinatra, then I know it's gonna make it dance all night long. And be your favorite song. Give me sass, give me jazz, give me rise and jazz. A song that lasts and gets under your skin is just one of those things. And when I fall in love, you make me feel so young. Well, look, be a lady, give me one for my baby. We're strangers in the night, but who cares, that's life. As the band plays on and on and on and on and on. Because the song has got a swing like Sinatra. Climb into the moon, it's got a swing like Sinatra. It had to be you, it's got a swing like Sinatra. From this moment on, yeah, I got my love to keep me warm. It's got a swing like Sinatra. Ain't no one that you do. It's got a swing like Sinatra.
Right, folks, so we've got none other than Storm. Storm, how you doing today?
We're good. How you guys doing today?
Excellent, excellent. So you're in Los Angeles. Where in Los Angeles are you based? Because I performed on the Sunset Strip not a few years ago. You know, it was really cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm based out in North Hollywood.
Okay.
A little bit above Hollywood.
Nice. And do you do a lot of gigs, Storm, in that area?
Yes, I've done a lot of gigs in Hollywood. I've done a couple like high school tours around Southern California. I've been at the Peppermint Club, Molly Malone's, a whole bunch of clubs in L.A. So I really love L.A., love performing out there.
So there's this one song of yours that I really, really like. And we've been playing it a lot on the show. And we're obviously going to play it today. It's called If You Know, You Know. Now, tell us more about this single.
Dope. Yeah, the song If You Know, You Know is a track basically about conflicting inner demons, dealing with doubt and just kind of overcoming that along with figuring out life. And just, it was just the track that I was trying to insinuate the differences and problems I was going through mentally, and just how to overcome them as well.
And it's from an album that you call Labels, so that people don't get confused. It's not a record label, but the album is called Labels. And so,
correct.
So what is the genre of this album?
So the genre is hip-hop. Basically hip-hop, a little trap, but the album itself is kind of a satirical take on being signed to a label, dealing with the argument between staying independent or joining a major label for artists.
Awesome. That actually sounds perfect because, you know, we actually promote, or rather, we kind of diss a lot of the major label artists that come on.
Yeah.
Which means it's really good because you've got an independent here who's doing really well. So that's really good. So, but to be fair, your music is more intellectual. You know, you've put in a lot of thought into your lyrics, which is something I love seeing, especially in hip hop and stuff like that. You know, because a lot of people are just having fun, you know, but this actually has a lot of meaning. So how many albums have you actually released till now?
So I've actually released, this is my third album. Okay. I have two others, like you said, are very lyrical. I love giving stories. I love explaining, you know, what's going on with myself and my life, and hoping that someone else, you know, if they're going through something, that they'll be able to relate and, you know, if I can help them out in any way I want to. So
that's fantastic. So Storm, how long have you been making music anyways?
I have been professionally recording and writing for about 10 years now.
Wow.
I've been writing since I was you know, a little kid, 8 years old.
Nice.
You know, really was very inspired by Criss Cross and B.I.G., Tupac, everyone like that. So when I was a kid, that was kind of my inspirations, and
super.
Really made me want to actually be a part of, you know, the music industry.
Great, great. And has it been tough on you, you know, kind of breaking out and, you know, getting your music out to people, or have people actually been relating a lot to your music?
Yeah, it's a really good experience. It's been a really great journey. You know, as far as getting my music heard, I feel like that's been my biggest obstacle, distributing it and getting it out to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
When people do hear it, they, you know, like I said, they really they catch all the lyrics and they get the story and they really vibe with the music. It's
correct.
Just, you know, every time I hear from someone, they say, man, you just, you know, we just need to get this blasted out to everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Once
I think you get the right ears, everyone's going to love it. So
I think that's what I said too when I heard your song.
I
said, this guy needs to be heard, you know, this is some good stuff. So that's really good. And I'm glad I can see your digital promos going out real well now. You know, a lot of people are responding really well. Curators are looking at your song. I'm glad we got to listen to your stuff and be able to kind of get it out there. But I think there's going to be good things happening for this single, especially this single, you know. So I've heard that there's been a lot of kind of like movement down below in the chart sections of iTunes and stuff like that. So our fingers are crossed for you, man.
I really appreciate that a lot.
So
having people like you out there looking for independent artists and trying to help them out is exactly what we need. And I'm very appreciative of that. And I thank you a lot for
you're welcome. I think a unique thing in the market is that me being an independent artist and making it as an independent, I really support independent in a different sort of way, as a musician helping another musician. And I think that is very important, because there's a connection then. You know, the musicians that we sign up, they kind of relate to what we're doing, because we would do that for ourselves.
Yes, sir, I definitely get that.
So what are you working on?
Right now, just dropped the album. So right now we're working on a couple more music videos for that album. And then I'm also getting together with a couple of bandmates as well to try to work on this next album. They're kind of surprised when I already said I was ready to work on a new one, but I have an idea. I'm trying to do a two-disc album, basically, where I have some R&B tracks and then the same hip-hop tracks. I've you know, come in contact with a lot of R&B artists.
Wow.
That I've vibed with a lot. So I kind of wanted to do something. There's been a couple things on my mind, so yeah. I wanted to try to do a dual disc album.
Fantastic. Oh, speaking of bands, do you like tour with a band, or do you do more like a DJ and stuff like that?
Oh no! So yeah, when we do shows, I have a band. I usually do a drummer and a bassist. I've been toying around with the idea of a keyboardist, but that's usually what we do when we have shows. It's added such a different dynamic to the shows, which I really enjoy, and I think a lot of people enjoy it as well.
I'm a live musician myself, and we promote a lot of performers, you know, musicians, but performers. We have a special kind of love for live performers, you know. So there's something that we organize called the WOA Summer Tour UK. So every year we bring down these international bands and artists and singers across the UK, and sometimes Europe as well. And I'm thinking, man, we need to bring Storm and his band for one of our tours. And have you done international tours yet? You've never done
that? I have not done an international tour yet, okay. No.
So you need to talk to our team and sort out your next tour in the UK.
Yes, sir. That would be amazing.
That would be great.
I'd definitely be down with that.
And another thing I wanted to tell you about is that I have a very close friend called PM. Okay, that's the name he goes by, his stage name.
Okay.
So he was an army guy, you know, and he's a rapper and a hip-hop guy like you, but he's more into the rap section of stuff, you know. And he did a song with me called New York, which hit number one on iTunes and VH1, MTV, all of that stuff. And he's based in Maryland. So I'm releasing a new single now called Blues Dance World Edition. And PM from Maryland has done the rap. And I really want you to get in touch with PM, because you guys, you know, the music that I'm listening from your side and the stuff that he makes is such a great kind of like a mashup. You know, I can just hear it in my head. You know, you guys
are
so cool together. But anyway, I just thought I'll give PM a shout that he should get in touch with Storm, because there might be something good in the works right there.
Yes, sir.
Storm, so before you go, man, do you wanna kind of plug in your Facebook, Instagram, all those kinds of things?
Yeah, so follow me, if you guys haven't already, please follow me on Facebook, iTunes, Spotify, Instagram, Storm, aka Storm, all one word. Come find me, you know what I'm saying, ask me any questions you want, come nice. Listen to all my tracks. I'm definitely there for any artists out there who are listening, who are, you know, who have any questions about how to do anything. I'm definitely there. Please hit me up. And any fans or anyone that wants to talk at any time, let me know. I'm definitely always there for y'all.
Super. You know, we should do a Q&A one day with fans. You know, I want to do a Q&A with independent artists who've been on the scene, who have had some sort of success, and then you young artists calling in and stuff like that. So we got to get you in on this panel, and then so this is something new I've been thinking of. So you're definitely going to be part of our panel. I hope you'll join us for that, Storm.
Yes, sir. I'd love to tap in. Hell yeah.
And before you go, I keep saying before you go, there's this music. You said you've got music videos. So how come I haven't seen a music video by you?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, man. Have you got a music video for If You Know, You Know?
I do have a music video for If You Know, You Know.
Okay. And, yep. and is it like a high-end music video, or is it like a small?
It is, actually. Really? High-end, yeah.
Okay, then if that's the case, man, I've got to check it out. We're going to put the links for that on our... Well, this goes out as a radio show and a podcast. So on the podcast, we can put in the links for like a music video. So let's put in the music video for If You Know, You Know. And and we'll also push it, we'll also send it over to our contacts at VH1 and MTV. Hopefully they like that video and we get some airplay for you.
Yes, right on, sir.
Storm, it was great talking to you.
You too. And, I really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, you're most welcome. And hopefully when I'm on tour, once the pandemic is over and I'm coming to America, we got a jam on stage.
Yes, bro. I really appreciate that, man.
That would be really good. That would be really good. Storm, great to meet you, man. And you stay in touch, and we're going to get you back on the show very soon, because I think If You Know, You Know is going to hit the charts super soon, because I'm all behind this single. And as soon as that happens, Storm's going to be back on the show, guys. And without further ado, here is one of my new favorite songs, If You Know, You Know.
We don't really know how we about to spend these racks, though. Real niggas in the back, code. We don't really know how we bout to spend this cash, bro. But all my niggas in the back, so we don't really know where we bout to spend this cash, whoa. Turn this bitch into a trap store. We don't really know how we ended up with stacks, though. All we know is we ain't never going back, no. This night I'm feeling like Darren Baker or Frank Lucas. Ain't afraid of Judas, this barrel lamas insane. I'm cruising, my niggas been patient, saying I'll make it. Know that one day that I'll do this, and now we don't have to embrace all the pain that we've been through. We just gotta blaze in the music. We spending this money and not even thinking, but knowing damn well that we can't take it with us. Twitter, they hate all the shit that we did, and they hate me, it's bitter. Me and my dogs, we came from a little of niggas that came up from hitters. I'm sorry to say, but you really can't change up a sinner. The thoughts I envision can spark up a spliff. That bitch in rotation. All of this shit to mistaken. There's only some shit that I'm spitting. I'm chilling, I'm patient, and I ain't taking a fast route. Said he getting all his cash. Now, all my niggas in the back, and we steady putting on the mag. Doubt, fake niggas sit your ass down. Put my niggas on the map. Now, these street lights in the dark seem to really keep all this in the past. Doubt, this got that chilling, steady feeling. About to make a mill. They hate what we became, but we ain't changing how you take it, feel. That it might make us different. If I go to hell and I'm dripping, I've sent all my demons as well, and it can't be to sell up in prison. I'm milling and scared if you ever been given a second, and then he starts sharing. They whipping the bay, you're clipping your head. Shit, it better be damn. Better tell him I ain't missing. Rolling up tight on a mission. Tell him that way from the kitchen. I never liked the attention, but now I'm right where I'm dissing. She wanna know what it costs. Told her that's only for boss. She couldn't handle the loss of the pain of her dolls. Better she don't give a thought. Look, I ain't as deep as them niggas, you know, that be chilling with master's degrees. I record, I got bachelor's lease, and my passion for rapping is backed by the fact that I'm actually he. On that we agree. Know that he did it, Mosaic, my nigga, he back on the beat. Now pass me the key. If you know, it's the track, and I'm back and relaxing with me. Look, I live with the consequences. Pray I got God's forgiveness. Then think about all of the profit I'm spending, and how all my friends are the ops in the seven, and I've been ready, but they ain't. Yeah. Try to change me, but they can't. Yeah. Guess it's my fault that I never explained, and my dreams are a thing that I cannot escape. Yeah.
¿Cómo sabes? in my mind. My thoughts are running wild. Is this real? Real. Take a pill for the pain. It's the same old headache again. Is this real? Real. Reality is hard to find when you are always on my mind. Is this real?
They call it the rising sun, and it's been the ruin of many a poor boy. And God, I know I'm one. My mother was a tailor. She sewed my new blue jeans. Man, we die in New Orleans. Now the only thing he can believe is a suitcase. Is when he's all drunk.
Now, mother, tell your children not to do what I have done. Spend your life in sin and misery in the house of the rising sun. I've got one foot on that platform and the other on the train, and I'm going back to New Orleans to wear that ball chain. There is a house in New Orleans, they call it the Rising Sun, and it's been the ruin of many a poor boy. And God, I know I'm one. And God, I know I'm one.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever. They tell you don't do this, don't do